1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. More than 100 million Americans are under heat warnings or advisories, according to the National Weather Service. Some say enjoy it. It's just part of summer.
I'm glad it's hot. I'd rather be hot than cold.
We dream for these kinds of days, and then when they get here, we're like, oh man, it's too hot.
They're celebrating the kickoff of the season at the Summer Solstice Music Festival in South Jersey. CBS's Tom Hansen has more on the heat.
We now have a record 12 months straight of global temperature records.
Geophysics professor Michael Weissession expects this summer will be brutal worldwide.
When the world gets warmer, we increase our severe weather events. We actually get more flash floods.
Heavy rain has turned streets into rivers in Las Vegas, New Mexico, forcing some evacuations.
Former President Donald Trump is making a push for conservative votes at the Faith and Freedom Coalition in Washington, D.C.
We need Christian voters to turn out in the largest numbers ever to tell crooked Joe Biden, Joe, the apprentice, Joe, you're fired. You're fired, Joe. Get out of here, Joe.
David DePap, who attacked the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi with a hammer in their San Francisco home, was also found guilty in state court after his federal conviction last month. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The federal charges are related to the fact that Nancy Pelosi was a federal official. DePap's lawyers never disputed the charges, only that he didn't arrive at Nancy Pelosi's house in her official role as House Speaker, but because he believed in all sorts of right-wing conspiracy theories about child rape perpetrated by Democrats that even involved the actor Tom Hanks. His defense lawyers painted a picture of a very disturbed man caught up in the delusions of QAnon and the Proud Boys.
He was found guilty of all five state charges. Israel says it attacked two Hamas sites in Gaza City. A Palestinian hospital official says more than three dozen were killed. The BBC's Yolan Nell.
In Atufah neighborhood, we're also hearing that houses there have been destroyed. These are larger Israeli strikes than we've seen in those areas in recent days, although a Ashati camp was also hit yesterday. There are some reports in the Israeli media that the Israeli military has been targeting a senior commander in Hamas in Gaza, but no comment on that from Hamas.
Emergency workers are still searching for survivors after today's attack. At least 25 Palestinians were killed in yesterday's strike. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Maxik on Civic Media, broadcasting on WMDX 92.7 FM in Madison and around the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network, original local music from Wisconsin. It's been kind of an interesting night tonight. We're following the weather right now, severe weather through the area. Looking at the radar right now, it looks like the Madison-Dane County area is pretty much done with for the night. But for our listeners listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK AM 540, that weather is coming towards you right now. And in fact, Corey Hartman, looks like a new severe thunderstorm warning was just issued for Waukesha.
That's right. We've got a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Waukesha County. That goes until 8:45 p.m., and that severe thunderstorm has 60-mile-per-hour winds and some 1-inch hail. So, again, this is for the Waukesha area. We've got a severe thunderstorm warning that has been issued, and that's going to go until 8:45 tonight. Now, a little bit closer to home here in Madison, I do want to mention that there is a tree down almost blocking the entire Highway 14 southbound south of Fitchburg. So, again, there's a tree down that they're letting people kind of take the shoulder and the ditch and go around it here. But there is a tree down blocking most of Highway 14 south of Fitchburg if you're heading that direction tonight southbound.
And, Corey, that's also the south of there, actually, down in Rock, and it looks like maybe Walworth County. That's the only existing tornado warning at the moment.
Right. There was a confirmed tornado west of Janesville earlier, outside of our coverage area, of course, but that storm now is east of Janesville, east of the interstate, and it'll be heading up over toward the Richmond area, but that one not affecting any of our civic media stations at this time.
And the storm moving toward Waukesha and eventually Milwaukee, where Summerfest is happening, Corey, is the tornadic characteristics of the storm dissipating, or is that still a concern?
No, the National Weather Service says that there is still the possibility of more tornadoes to possibly spin up tonight. These are going to be kind of along the leading edge of the storm, so definitely not what you want to hear. We've got a concert at Miller Park. We've got Summerfest going on, a million outdoor activities here in the heart of summer, and people that direction definitely need to keep an eye on things as it comes in from the west. Again, for right now, it's not even raining in Waukesha, but those severe storms are knocking on the door.
All right, Corey Hartman, meteorologist here at Civic Media. We appreciate you, and keep us updated for the city of Waukesha in the next hour here, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Corey. Let's do a double dip to kick off the 8 o'clock hour now. And these guys are going to be at Atwood Fest here in Madison. We'll tell you all about it. It's the flavor that kills. I love this song. Turn it up. It's the American Dream on Max Inc. Civic Media. We are local music.
secured in the safety of your haircut and the labels on your clothes. How you gonna let go? Who gets thrown away? It will be a pleasure to hear what you have to say. You can wrap yourself up, but you're just a gift that you can't open up alone. Just won't work. The daddy, they gotta change. You can wrap yourself up, but you're just a gift, and you can't help ending up alone.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music, a double dip of the flavor that kills. That was Home, American Dream before that. And the flavor that kills, they're going to be at Atwood Fest. What is it? The 10th year anniversary of Atwood Fest as it in its current form. The flavor that kills will be on the Luther Allison stage on Saturday, July 27th, Rocker. Of course, you the man that booked Atwood Fest this year. And I want to personally thank you for putting the flavor that kills on the Luther Allison stage at 3:15 on Saturday.
You know, Jimmy, we have a lot of cool bands that play at Atwood Fest. And, of course, we have Steely Dan and VO5 doing, you know, Steely Dan music and classic disco. But, you know, that really allows us to bring in a lot of artists maybe you've never heard before, or really good artists that, like I said, you never heard before, like Moonglow, Jimmy. They're coming from the Fox River Valley. Great jam band. They're going to be playing at Atwood Fest on the Luther Allison stage Saturday, that same day right before Flavor the Kills. Plus Horace Green, also from the Fox Valley. Amazing guitar player, great band, coming down and playing at Atwood Fest. And then now we have another local legend living right here, Mojo Perry. He's moved to Madison.
Yes, he has.
He's going to be playing his cigar box guitar. I don't even know what to expect from this guy. It's going to be crazy.
I'm pretty excited to meet Mojo Perry. Because I've heard his music for years, and he's kind of a legend in the cigar box guitar genre, I guess you could say.
Yeah, blues. And playing with his whole band. So
yeah, that's going to be pretty cool.
And he's going to be followed by Dusty Bo coming up from Louisville, Kentucky.
Terry Barr is pretty excited about that.
Wow, Dusty Bo, one amazing guitar player. So, I mean, that's just like one day on one stage. So there's 30 bands, 3 stages, 2 days. Over 200 musicians perform at Atwood Fest. That's July 27th and 28th. We'll be previewing it all month. And it's my favorite festival of the year. So.
Of course. And it's such a great festival. I mean, not only for the music, Lili, but also for the community that's around it. All the shops and vendors, as you're walking down, you know, it's obviously we're talking about Atwood Fest, but it could be any festival in any city. But when you're walking down that street with the vendors on either side, the smells of the food, the visions of all the people being happy and doing happy things.
I just always love any time in Madison when we close streets to drink. Like, I just feel like it's like, it's just like such a Wisconsin thing. And I really enjoy that energy of just like being on the east side and where it is. It's just such a like, you know, with like the Barrymore. Yeah. I don't know. It's just like a really classic Madison time. And I was going to shout out about the vendors. I love shopping and the food and drinks along with the music. So Atwood Fest is great.
You could buy a lot of cool, unique pieces of art or jewelry. Yeah.
Yeah. Clothing.
Our good friend, Andrew Fry from Cosmic Delights. He's down there every year.
Oh yeah. Every year. My daughter had her like caricature drawn there one year. And it's just amazing. Hmm. So artists doing live stuff, interacting, you know, there's always so much stuff. And the Sugar Maple stage this year is improving in the Monty's lot. So come there. We have Candy Cigarette playing there on Sunday. And Feastette, Jimmy, who we had here in the lair, they're going to be opening Saturday with some smooth lounge jazz.
You know, if you want to, on Friday afternoon, if you want to chill out at work before Atwood Fest, go to maxincradio.com. Find the podcast for the Feastette when they were in the studio here. It was amazing. I was off that night. I think Rob Roberts was here.
Oh, yeah. Really good recording. The guy that plays trumpet, amazing. Got to check him out.
Jimmy K, Rocker, Lili Lux hanging out for Terry Barr tonight. Appreciate you coming in tonight, Lili. It's been fun the last 2 weeks doing radio with you. You know Karen Wheelock, right?
I do.
Wheels?
Yeah.
She co-hosted and was a guest on, or she was a guest on the Jimmy K show so many times that E-Dub and I made her a co-host of the show.
Fantastic.
So we'll have to get like maybe a...
Are you alluding to something?
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. We have to get more microphones in the talk studio so it can be Terry Barr and Lili Lux and Rocker.
We'll have the microphones rubbed together, Jimmy.
Now we're talking.
We'll get nice and close and personal. What's coming up this hour, Rocker? What do you got coming up?
We still have Mike Love. Son of Mike Love of the Beach Boys. They're coming soon to Green Bay. And then we have Live in the Lair with the Rogue Electric coming up just in a little while.
And of course, Shane Christopher Neal, Indie Rock 45, independent music, local music from Southern Ontario. It's our sister local music city, if you can believe it or not. It's not official yet. We're going to get the mayors involved here, Lili. But make like St. Catharines and never mind. I'll tell you later off air.
Okay.
And After Hours with Rob Roberts coming up too. This is brand new music just released. You have not heard this before. It's The Solution from Madison, Wisconsin. Their brand new song called Still Alive. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
My soul went out for a walk, but was hit by a car. Quite a surprise when you're walking along. You thought you learned how to fly till you passed off the road. Then it was clear that something was drastically wrong. But then my soul gave instruction in positive thinking, teaching nervous business. Many others succeeding, and his lessons were based on the premise that little is wrong. You're probably still alive if you know that you're bleeding. You're still alive. My soul went out for a walk, but was stabbed in the back. I told it time and time again to avoid alleyways, and in the dark he never saw it coming, cause it happened so fast. Luckily he had nothing to steal on him anyway. But then my soul shrugged his shoulder, said it could have been worse. It's never better in the papers you're reading. He talked of honesty, integrity, and positivity. You're still alive if you know that you're bleeding. You're still alive. My food. playing. I saw myself pull up a chair, lit a candle for you, and then he waited patiently by the window, but you never came back. And my soul won't go walking anymore.
Civic Media, we are local music with The Solution and Still Alive. That is a debut of brand new music here on Max Inc. Radio, and I always get excited when I get to do that. Plus, Rocker, the guys in The Solution, they are awesome. Super excited about their new album dropping very soon, you know?
You know, Jimmy, it is very soon, and the guys, I'm just reading a note that they said they want to get in here in a couple weeks. To do an interview. They're really busy.
Yep, they're coming soon.
But this is their new music. Great band, Adrian Grimes from England, kind of a rock star over there, came over here to Madison because his wife is in the university, I believe, in medical, and him as well, and started this band with Jim Bant. From people might remember him as the drummer from Rock Sally. And so it's just kind of
Rock Sally.
Yeah, Rock Sally, you know. So it's a great band. I'm glad to see that they have some new music out.
That song, Still Alive, kind of gave me a Skid Row-ish vibe, you know, the late 80s, maybe early 90s, but more late 80s, you know. It's still good. It was rock and roll. I you know, this where I was kind of brought up on, you know.
It's making a comeback.
That's pretty cool. New Solution, congratulations on that new song. Another band, Rocker, from Madison that has brand new music that we're going to play a track from right now is Go Play God. Shout out to Big John for calling me and saying, hey, Jimmy K, let's play some new music on your radio show, dude. I'm like, okay.
Big John, he's such a great drummer, and they're a great band too, Go Play God. So I'm glad to see them out now finally with new music.
Go ahead, Lily.
How can people send you music? Because I didn't know you could do that. So educate me, please.
Wow, okay. That's a really good question. So if you're an artist, if you're in a band, you got new music dropping, we love playing new music on a statewide radio network. You can send it to us right now at music@civicmedia.us. Or you can
that easy.
Hit the website, maxincradio.com, and Rocker has placed a nice little packet of information for you too. Also, if you want to play live in the lair, get that up, because we got a lot of artists coming up live in the lair.
That's right, Jimmy, we do. And next week Sarah is going to be live in the lair. That's going to be a really special show. I'm really happy to bring her in.
All right, brand new Go Play God. Now, you've never heard this, this is the first time. It's called Never Enough. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Comes up, but it really hurts us both too.
Civic Media. We are local music, brand new music there from Go Play God out of Madison, Wisconsin. A song's called Never Enough. I know they got the new music. I believe they have the new music up on Spotify. They're also on Bandcamp and just connected with them. They're a bunch of good people. Jimmy K, Rocker, Lili Lux. We got Live in the Lair with the Rogue Electrics from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They're in studio. They're getting warmed up. Can't wait to get them on air tonight. I should also tell you the weather in Madison, Dane County is pretty much in the clear. But those of you in Milwaukee, Waukesha, perhaps you're at Geek Fest right now at State Fair Park or Summerfest in Milwaukee, you should seek shelter immediately. You are under a severe thunderstorm warning. Corey Hartman is monitoring the situation, but we just want you to be safe for those of you listening on the Shaw right now. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glassing Gifts, locally owned, locally blown glass, 3 locations in Madison, and you can shop online at igniteglassinggifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate, buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. We got Kristen Love with Terry Barr coming up next as Max Inc. Saturday night.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sud Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com. Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at MoveToMadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The cold wind blows every time. And I don't wanna wait around for your phone call.
Cause I'm crazy for you. And all the things I do. And every time it's cool. Oh, I just wanna stay in the room all day with you. Think about you late at night, but I'm still with you. You always seem to get it right. Everything and every single night. I'm crazy for you. And all the things we do. And every time it's cool. Oh, I just wanna stay in the room all day with you. Think about you late at night, but I'm still with you. We always seem to get it right. Everything and every single night. Girl, there's a storm with crazy for you. And all the things you do. And every time it's cool. Oh, I just wanna stay in the room all day with you. Thinking about you late at night, but I'm still with you. You always seem to get it right. Everything and every single night.
Everyone join me in welcoming to Max Inc. Radio, Christian Love. Christian, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me. Hello, everybody.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emission.
We will have baseball here tonight in Wisconsin Rapids. Raptor fans, welcome back to historic Witter Field. It's another game with Madison this evening. Back-to-back two-hour delays in this series at historic Witter Field. But we are going to get some Saturday night action on WFHR. Andy Ockham for Raptor Radio live on the air for the 25th time this season. Just wrapped up announcing these starting lineups. We're going to get to the national anthem. So this is just a quick announcement saying we will have baseball tonight. And your pregame show and first pitch coming up momentarily. It's Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM. 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
since the moment you were born. I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh.
So
do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Noah Rodriguez, tonight's starting pitcher for your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors, the right-hander from Cliffside Park, New Jersey, and Siena College towing the rubber. And we're ready to rock and roll from historic Winterfield. It's game two of this home series against the Madison Mallards. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR, whether you're tuning in on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps. For a second consecutive night, a delay of over 2 hours, but we do have Raptor baseball for you for the 25th time in this 2024 Northwoods League season. Let's go over the starting lineups first for the visiting Madison Mallards. They're led out on the mound by the right-hander from the University of Iowa, Drew Derrimer. He'll toe the rubber in the home half of the first inning. Frankie Carney will lead things off in left field. Davis Hamilton will hit second at second base. Jake Monroe, the three-hitter and first baseman for Madison, rounds out the top third of Donnie Scott's order tonight. Cleaning up is the DH, Alex Harrell. Liam Moreno moves from left field to third base. He'll hit fifth this evening. Justin Best will hit sixth in center field. Connor Capisi will be the seven-hitter and catcher for Madison. Out of the eighth spot in right field for Madison College, a left-handed batter that has seen Raptor pitching well this season. That's Charlie Marion, and Shy Robinson, who was kicked out of the ballgame last night. The shortstop from Illinois State resumes his normal position defensively and will hit ninth. Rodriguez and Matthew the battery tonight. Noah looks in to Jack, has his decision. First pitch here tonight at 8:42 is a called strike from Noah Rodriguez. Defensively for the Raptors, it's as follows. Walker Buchanan in left. Mason Onati making his first start this season in center field. Per usual, it's Jorge Degatti in right field. The 0-1. This one fouled away by the left-handed hitting Frankie Carney. It's now 0-2. On the infield, It's Kyler McIntosh at third. The Texas Tech shortstop, Tracer Lopez, the captain of the infield this evening. Trotter Boston at second. Grayson Schaefer at first. Max McGuire, the designated hitter for the Raptors tonight. Jack Matthew will catch. And it's Noah Rodriguez with an 0-2 count here. Noah last worked a third of an inning against Battle Creek in that 15-11 win here at Witter Field Wednesday night. The 0-2 from the right-hander. This is out in the left-handed batter's box. Right-handed batter's box, I should say. It's now 1-2. Prior to that, third of an inning worked against Battle Creek. He got the win during the final two innings in that comeback victory on Father's Day 6 days ago Sunday against the Lakeshore Chinooks. The 1-2 from Rodriguez. This one hit in the air. That'll go beyond the Raptor bullpen down the left field line. In those two innings against the Chinooks, picking up his second win of the season, Rodriguez gave up four hits, one run. It was earned, did not walk a Chinook hitter, struck out one of the nine he faced. Rodriguez looks into Matthew. Comes set, another 1-2 home from the right-hander. Breaking ball, foul tip in and out of the glove of Matthew will do it again. Longest outing for Rodriguez this season was his first, piggybacked off his Siena College teammate, Arnad Mula-Mekic, in that 2-1 series sweeping win of the Waterloo Bucks. Hey, that's where the Raptors are going tomorrow. Waterloo, Iowa, two-game set, 105, first pitch from Riverfront Stadium. You can catch it here on WFHR. The 1-2. This one misses low and inside. It's now two balls and two strikes. In those four innings, Rodriguez threw against Waterloo. He allowed two hits. One run, it was earned. Walk two, struck out five of the 18 Buck hitters he faced. On the season, Rodriguez 8 1/3 innings pitched in his five outings, this being his first start. An ERA of 7.56, a whip of 1.8 entering tonight. He's got the leadoff hitter Frankie Carney from UC Irvine in a 1-2 count. Should say 2-2, the payoff. This one tapped back up the middle. Shading to the left side, it's the shortstop Tracer Lopez to glove and throw to first in time for the first out of this ballgame. For Rodriguez, the 5'11 right-hander, 17 total outings at Siena this past spring, three of them being starts, so as mentioned, picking up his first start as a Raptor here tonight. 4.5 ERA, 1.55 whip for the right-hander in college this spring, a 2-3 record and 42 innings pitched. First pitch to Davis Hamilton, catches the outside corner for a called strike. Hamilton hit second yesterday for the Mallards as well, but played the hot corner. He reached three times, doubling in the first, walking on five pitches in the fourth, also drawing a walk in the sixth. Rodriguez set the 0-1. This one hit in the air, shallow left field. Buchanan coming in on it. It's the Virginia outfielder, Walker Buchanan, to make the grab. Two up, two down for Rodriguez in this first inning. We'll go through the Raptor 1-9 when we get to the bottom of the first inning against Drew Derrimer. But how about how this game ended last night, the opener of the series? Raptors walked it off 8-7. They trailed 7-2 entering the home half of the ninth inning. Raptors going to tip their caps to the elements as well. The fog helping out in terms of the outfield alignment last night for Madison. It was Dickerson, Justin Best, and Liam Monroe, I should say Liam Moreno. All three lost on a variety of fly balls in that inning. A first pitch breaking ball from Rodriguez, the right-handed hitting Monroe misses outside. You saw Mason Onati come off the bench, deposit a double into right center field. It would have been a can of corn, a routine fly ball. Had it been any other day in any other weather, but it dropped, two-run score. Jack Matthew as well following suit, tying the ballgame with a two-run double to left field. The 1-0 fouled away from Monroe. Count evens the ball and a strike on the Mallard first baseman. And Grayson Schaefer delivering the winner. He led off the home half of the ninth, throwing a four-pitch walk and scoring. He was the 10th and final hitter to step into the box in this one, an RBI single up the middle. 1-1 pitch. This one rolled over on the left side. McIntosh diving. Same thing with Lopez. It's kept on the infield. The long throw to first is not in time. It's an infield single for Jake Monroe. Runner on with two down here in the top of the first inning. Last night it was seven runs on nine hits, no errors. The Mallards left 13 on base. Raptors eight runs on 10 hits, three errors, and they left five on. Ethan Breslin, the start for Wisconsin Rapids. Mason Buss got the ball for Madison. The win went to Alex Honeyman, the left-hander from San Antonio, Texas, in the Colorado School of Mines. Honeyman getting the final six outs for the Raptors on the mound an evening ago. Two hits allowed, one run, two walks, two punchouts on 42 pitches. First pitch to the right-handed hitting DH, Alex Harrell, misses low for ball one. This is the eighth matchup of 12 total this season between the Mallards and the Raptors, all eight coming within the last couple of weeks. So far this season, the Raptors two wins, five losses against these Mallards, getting one back last night. The 1-0 to Harrell, tap foul out in front of the Raptor dugout. It evens at a ball and a strike. Both wins against Madison for Wisconsin Rapids this year coming here at Witter Field. They're 0-4 at the Duck Pond. They get a chance to win in the state capital two more times this season. Next time these two teams will meet will be at Madison after a two-day break for the Raptors. It'll be Wednesday, July 3rd, a 5:05 first pitch from Warner Park. Rodriguez set the 1-1. Breaking ball on the inside corner is called a strike. Harrell last night also was the cleanup batter for Madison and was the DH. Reached twice in the first five innings and also singled in the eighth. He tripled and scored to lead off the fifth. Threw a walk as well in his first plate appearance in the first inning. He won two. This one hit foul down the first base line. Just like last night as well, there's a pretty high chance will be the final Northwoods League game to be live in action this evening. Short turnaround for the Raptors. As mentioned, 1:05 tomorrow, 4 hours away in Waterloo. They'll leave early in the morning. Start of a two-game series, wrapping up at home and home with the Bucks. He won two. Runner takes off, swing and a miss. Harrell chasing on that one, low and away. It's the first punch out for Noah Rodriguez. He faces one over the minimum. In the top of the first inning, we head to the home half. Raptors come up to bat for the first time in this ball game. You are listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Mason Onati is going to lead off tonight for the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Nothing-nothing, home half of the first between your Raptors and the Madison Mallards from historic Witter Field. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors back here with you on WFHR. You can catch all 72 ball games for the Raptors this season on these airwaves. First pitch from Drew Derrimer. The right-hander to Mason Onati is called a strike. Onati will lead off in center field for the Raptors. Jack Mathey hitting second. Degatti third. Max McGuire cleaning things up as the DH. Grayson Schaefer will hit fifth at first base. Walker Buchanan in the sixth spot in left field. Boston will hit seventh at second base. Kyler McIntosh in the eighth spot will play third. And Tracer Lopez rounding things out, batting ninth at shortstop. Count 1-1. The 0-1 delivery missed low and away on Onati. The right-hander from Omaha, Nebraska, Derrimer rocks and fires. One misses up and out. Two balls and a strike. Derrimer throwing in his fifth ball game of the season. A 1-1 record, 11 2/3 innings pitched for the Iowa Hawkeye. A 1.54 ERA and a 1.29 whip. He has been sharp in the early going. The 2-1 to Onati just missing the outer third. Mason's worked the count 3-1. Derrimer last threw five innings at Air Baker Field in the 16-4 win for the Mallards against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Five innings, five hits, of no run ball for the right-hander, Derrimer. 3-1 pitch, shot back up the middle. Funny hop off the back of the mound. Shea Robinson, the shortstop, gloves, takes his time. And it'll cost him. Mason Onati beats out that throw. It's an infield single. The Raptors leadoff hitter aboard here in the bottom of the first inning. Some Drake here at Winter Field. You know what that means. It's Jack Matthey time. Hitting out of the two spot as the catcher this evening was the DH for the Raptors last night in the series opener against the Mallards. The Copley, Ohio native sent his third home run of the season over the left field wall, scoring the first run for the Raptors last night in the bottom of the fourth inning. Matthey also the big two-run double in the ninth to tie the ballgame up at 7 apiece before Grayson Schaefer walked it off. Out on first, Onati being held on by Monroe. The right-hander Derrimer out of the stretch fires. A fastball called a strike. Second outing as well for the right-hander Derrimer against the Raptors this season. He worked on June 6th. The second game between the two teams this season. Back at the Duck Pond in a 4-3 win for the Mallards. An inning pitch for Derrimer. He allowed two hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts, facing four Raptor hitters that night at Athletic Park. The 0-1 will have to wait on this pickup attempt to Onati. Should say Warner Park, Athletic Park, home of the Wausau Woodchucks. The Raptors just coming off a doubleheader there on Thursday. The 0-1 to Matthey. That one misses inside. Count evens a ball and a strike on the Raptor catcher. Came here to Wisconsin Rapids as an Ohio Dominican Panther. Matthey will leave as a Kent State Golden Flash. Playing his college ball now less than an hour out from his hometown. The 1-1 coming from Derrimer. Fastball missing low. Two balls and a strike now on Matthey. Tagadi on deck, McGuire will follow. Those five innings that Derrimer threw against Fondi in his last trip to the hill. Longest outing of the season. Prior to that, threw 4 1/3, allowing two runs of earned ball, 4 total against Wausau at Athletic Park. The 2-1 breaking ball from the right-hander catches the outer third for a called strike. Righty-on-righty battle here. A hit picked up by Madison in the top of the first. It was a two-out single for Jake Monroe. 2-2 pitch, hitting this one into right center, giving a charge. Best, it's going to fall for a base knock. Onati hits the bag at second, looking to stretch it to third. The cutoff to Robinson and throw to third base is in time. Onati called out at third base. A strong relay from the Mallards. That's the first out of this inning. Best to Robinson. To Jake Monroe applying the tag. I should say Liam Moreno. Monroe's at first tonight. It'll be Jorge Degatti looking to make it a 9-game hitting streak for Jorge. Extended it to 8 last night on his first inning single. Jorge also singled in the 9th inning. Reached as well in the 6th, drawing a 6-pitch walk. 6 arms used last night on the Madison side, 4 for the Raptors. First pitch to Degatti, misses low and away. And went Mason Buss, Tyler Schmidt, Brock Adamson, Davis Welch, Liam Stumpf, and Jay Shuler for Donnie Scott's Mallards. For the Raptors, Ethan Breslin, Braden Waschek, and then a pair of southpaws. Mac Mabry from Carlsbad, New Mexico, and San Jacinto Community College made his Wisconsin Rapids debut. And as mentioned, Alex Honeyman got the win, collecting the final 6 outs last night. The 1-0 pitch fouled away. It's now a ball and a strike on Degatti. A staple in this order now for a second straight year for Wisconsin Rapids, looking to apply some juice here. Max McGuire on deck. Schaefer to follow. 1-1. This one tapped on the ground, rolling foul down the first baseline. A big win for the Raptors last night. First walk-off we had this season at Witter Field, evening them up at 12 wins, 12 losses in their first 24 games. They sit 7.5 out of first place. 1-2. This one fouled away as well. Both of the top two teams losing in the division last night, that being these Mallards. And the Wausau Woodchucks getting blown out at home against Fond du Lac. 16-2 was the final for the Dock Spiders. Wausau entering tonight, 20 wins, 5 losses, 2 games up on the 17-6 Mallards. As mentioned, Raptors 7.5 out in third place with a 12-12 record this evening. 1-2 pitch, Degatti in on the hands, bloops this one to center field. That's going to fall in front of Justin Best for a base hit. Jack Matthey will hold at second, 2 aboard, 1 out here in the home half of the first inning. 3 straight singles for the Raptors against the right-hander Drew Derrimer. Max McGuire will step in. Back to the Great Lakes West standings. Lakeshore, fourth place. Two games under 500, 11 and 13, 8.5 back of first place. Nine out of first are the 11 and 14 Green Bay Rockers. They're 2-9 in their first 11. So Green Bay has picked up some steam over the last couple of weeks, and rounding out the pack, the 8-17 Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, 12 back of the first place Woodchucks. Cleanup hitter McGuire in the box, the first pitch to him misses away, and that kicks away from the catcher Capisi. To third, Matthew, to second, Dugatti. And how about this? Two ducks in scoring position for McGuire with one down in the first. As you look across the Northwoods League scoreboard, a lot of finals already. No shock there on this Saturday evening. Wrapping out the fourth full week of the summer. McGuire, an evening ago, was the first baseman and cleanup hitter for the Rafters. He reached once on a 4-6 fielder's choice in the sixth inning, held hitless by this Mallard pitching staff in the opener of this series. Right-hander Darren Merced corners in, middles back the 1-0, misses low and away. In Green Bay, the Rockers splitting with Battle Creek in their two-game series this week. The Battle Jacks falling to the Rockers 10-3 at Capital Credit Union Park. That's where the Rafters will head Tuesday and Wednesday after the overnight stay in Iowa Sunday to Monday and getting two ball games with the Waterloo Bucks tomorrow at 1:05, 6:35 Monday night. The 2-0 to McGuire on the outside corner, missing. Three balls and no strikes. 6-5, Royal Oak on the road at Homer Stryker Field, taking down the Kalamazoo Growlers. Evening up, and with the 3-0 count, Donnie Scott's not going to bother trying to work back into this battle with McGuire. He'll be intentionally walked with one away to load the bases.